Okay. Okay. Wow.
So this will not only reduce the cost.
cost of our remote vendors, but it will increase our profit also. So we have to take care of this factor also. And it was function I want to do.
Oh, you want to go back just to sleep.
Then if we look at this slide, these are in your shared documents, you can see.
Sorry. I was just going to say, what was the question for this, or are you coming on to that?
To look at the market potential, but
okay.
How we should design our remote controls, what it should be there, so as to enhance our profit.
So these percentages are,
yeah,
are what?
These are different age group persons, like, sorry. If we look at the cost, whether the consumers, they are willing to pay more for speech recognition in their remote control or not, we can find that the up to a 35 years age group, we have a very good disliking for this point, like for speech recognition in their remote control. So we can emphasize on this point also, like, because it will definitely enhance our sales in this in this particular age group from 15 to 35. And I think that most of the users of the TV are belong to this age group, so we
also
should look.
Look at who buys it as well.
Yeah, we can look at this that factor also. So yes.
Which I think 25 to 35 is usual.
Mm,
yeah.
Mm.
So and. Yes. If we look at this data, what are the problems consumers are facing with the existing remote controls in the market? They find that 34% of the consumers, they find too difficult to operate a remote control. So it should be in such a way that it should be easy to learn how to operate these remote controls, and we should provide proper manuals for its use also, so as that consumers could easily learn. They need not to have any much technical knowledge
mm-hmm.
to see to know how to operate these remote controls. So this is also a very major factor to take into consideration to enhance our profits and sales. So this is all about market potential by me.
Mm-hmm. Yep, sure. That's cool. Yeah. I can turn my computer quickly if that's okay. Yeah. Okay, and then what do I press? F8? All right. Okay, cool. Oh. Yeah, no signal. Okay. Okay, and then how do I press the big one to get it onto the big F5, and I press that again to get it off as well, do I? Okay, so I'm the interface designer, user interface designer, sorry. I'm concerned with what effect the apparatus should have on the user, and I want to point out the our motto, put the fashion in electronics. So obviously, we as a company, we want to make our products trendy and fashionable. It's a big concern of ours. Okay, and how do I press just the next button? The arrow? Okay, so I looked at existing designs, and also the information that Raj gave us was very useful about what people like, what people dislike, and what people fashionable because we said people between 25 and 35 were the main buyers of our TV, I think. So what they like and what they find fashionable. And ergonomics research, I don't know, I haven't actually been able to do any of this myself, but maybe that comes up, I don't know. And the findings, well, the basic that was a basic function to send messages to the television set. That's what people want to do, so they need to be included. But I've got some pictures here of some leading ones. I don't know how to get to them. Do I press F5, is it? Or escape? Oh, okay, cool. I haven't got my glasses on, so I hope it's this one. These are two leading remote controls at the moment. You know, they're grey. I mean, this one's got loads of buttons. It's hard to tell from here what they actually do. And they don't look very exciting at all. Personally, I prefer this one just because it looks easier to use. It's a bit more sleek with more of this silver stuff. But there you go. That's what we're up against. And I think we can do much better than that. Hang on. F5. Okay, sorry. Personal preferences. I think the ergonomics is quite important. And I thought not too edgy and like a box, more kind of handheld, more not as computery and organic. Yeah, more organic shape, I think. Simple designs, like the last one we just saw, not too many buttons, and as Raj pointed out, only 10%, 50% of people only use 10% of the buttons. So I think what we can miss out on the buttons, we can make up for in design and how nice it looks. Handheld and portable, I think, is important because TFT have just released, I think, is it a remote control for presentations or and a big 7-inch big screen anyway. So not 7-inch isn't that big, but so handheld and portable. And I thought about other functions for TV, but as you pointed out, people don't actually want that, so maybe we forget about that. It's for one TV. Oh right, okay. Sure. And so the last thing I thought, which I quickly mentioned in the other one, was maybe a bit of a gimmick to set us apart from other people, like glow in the dark, which does already exist, but it's not very widely used, I don't think. Easy finder with a whistle function or something, or rechargeable station because it's a pain when you run out of batteries. And I think that's it. Okay.
I'm just curious, you know, have you done any research into how many people can whistle? is that a function we want in the remote?
I haven't been able to.
I don't, but I know a lot of people do.
Really?
Yeah, it has to be a certain kind of whistle.
Or some sort of voice. Yeah. Yeah, something. I need to twiddle the thingy bobs, I think. Okay.
As the industrial designer, my job is to take any input from you guys. So it's good you went for spend more for fancy products. And he also mentioned that the current products don't always match users' operating behavior. A lot of the buttons aren't used. And he mentioned that they're not fun to use. And a novel feature, which we just brought up, was this automatic speech recognition feature or noise detection feature for when you lose your remote. There could be a little microphone on it, and any noise over a certain threshold, it'll pick up as a distress signal from you, and it'll beep back and say, oh, here I am.
Something so that would have to be sort of specific rather than above a threshold, because if you had a loud movie on, you'd like to back at you.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Well, maybe you could have a yeah, well, that's for later down the road. And then as for the user interface, it should be trendy, not computery, right? So more low-tech and not too many buttons.
Mm-hmm.
So I took these all into consideration, and also I have some limitations from the boss, right? And practical limitations, which I kind of threw out the window. And so I did a little research, and unfortunately, all I had to work on was our corporate archives of spacecraft, coffee makers, and bullet trains. Or high speed train. Right, and having personally worked with all these products, I have a great deal of experience with industrial design.
If you can build spacecraft, you'll have no problem with that.
Yeah. Sure.
So, I figured, just put them all together. You had a caffeine-powered space shuttle train to your TV. And as for the user interface problem, you know, too many buttons. Give it one button.
Well, I like that design.
I mean, you could have a, you know.
Because that just switches on the speech recognition and it's entirely speech operated.
So I missed the budget thing. It was 50 million euros. And we got 25 of them.
Yeah, not a problem.
Okay, so 50 million euros. We've got a
Okay, so I missed the
profit. So we're making that 12 and a half.
Mm-hmm.
That should be just like a tenth of the price, maybe or less. An energy source, which should probably just be your regular batteries.
Okay.
Would it be
possible to have the rechargeable idea?
Or a little base station or something,
yeah?
That might cost more though, because obviously with batteries, we don't need to provide, well, we provide the first batteries, but
yeah.
it's cheaper. To just provide batteries. A battery in it, kind of. Okay.
The user interface, the canonical user interface for these would be just a bunch of buttons. But since we're a cutting edge company, we of course will have alternatives like speech recognition, whistling recognition, and rocket power. Because we all know how it works, because we've all used it, and we wouldn't be in a company designing remote controls if we didn't know how it works. Personal preferences, I think programmable options, which just require a small amount of memory, non-volatile memory, just so the user can put in their favorite channels, and maybe their preferred volume settings, so when they turn it on, it's not blasting.
That's a good idea, actually. I like the programmable options.
And the bells and whistles that we mentioned, you know, take more budgeting, more technical expenditure of effort, and it's also much more likely to not work.
Okay.
This include Teletext, because it's become outdated and everybody uses the same domain anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Oracle have to say with that, it's only for the television, which I'm presuming means it's for a specific television.
Okay.
And instead of colours and sort of colour options, they want corporate colour and slogan somehow implemented in the new design.
Corporate colour?
Yellow.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And the logo, the sort of slogan we put for fashion and electronics, I don't know exactly how to incorporate that. I mean, I guess if you're going for a sort of globular shape, you can kind of have it working through.
Yeah. Okay.
Speech recognition, potentially, flat screen interface, LCD interface. We also want to limit the number of buttons,
mm-hmm.
So we'll pretty much take that one as red.
Mm-hmm.
Use the basic functions for a television, no teletext.
Although the danger with that is it could look a bit cheap.
No, not buttons.
Yeah. Well, on the number of buttons, kind of functions and stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, cool.
Maybe Raj, you can find out what people would think about that on the website. I've got a promotion about that, about what people, other people would require teletext, if the teletext option in the remote community. So, I take it your position, Alan, was that the bells and whistles, we've got to come up with a gimmick, but not too complicated a gimmick.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the sort of inkling I'm getting from a little bit of web chatter that's being sent is that they're quite interested in a TFT display, interactive display. However, that does sound a bit like the more complicated design
Mm-hmm.
Although
mm-hmm.
I guess if there's a sort of thing like standard interfaces that people use already, sort of Windows style, drop down menus, I think
we're
going a bit far, but you know, like in a basic sense, I mean, you could have your basic selection of buttons, and if you hit that sort of menu at the top, you have it goes to a different selection.
Yeah.
So
okay. Glow in the dark material, I was thinking. So I guess that would be cheaper than a light, I think.
Yeah. If Indian womb.
Often lost, was that,
they
yeah.
are lost, and means they forget where they have kept the remote control last time.
Mm-hmm.
But if we add speech recognition as well as glow in the dark, then both these factors will help them locating the
mm-hmm.
remote control. Like, if they come and speak something and the remote control replies to something, and it glows in the dark, both these factors, both these points will help them to locate the where they have
Mm-hmm.
kept this remote control.
Mm-hmm.
And this will definitely enhance our market sales. So we should take it into consideration also. Speech recognition, take it.
Oh,
I don't have no products.
There
actually
there,
no
there
speech
was a
recognition
remotion
trial
that came out 2 years ago that had some basic speech recognition on it. You could program it with your channels and then you say, you know, BBC One. Yeah, it didn't work very well though because of this noise interference problem they mentioned. You know, if the television says you're listening to BBC One.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I've heard from BBC Two or BBC One will switch the channel for me kind of thing.
Right. And so there's a lot of this. You'd be watching the TV and then all of a sudden it'd pick up a noise and turn it off or, you know, turn the volume off or something.
Okay.
But if you can work around that noise problem.
Well, what about, this might get a bit too expensive actually, but what about something that's built into the TV that you can press and it'll send out a little signal, you know, like the ones that we can't hear, or something that will activate the remote control start to beep,
so like
if you find it. Yeah. Yeah, that's the only thing. Yeah.
Yeah, then you have like a little separate module by the TV speaker.
That comes with our remote control.
Right.
Yeah.
The remote control will know what's being produced by the
basic, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, that's certainly possible. Then another thing is about this losing the remote and trying to find it again. If you do have this sort of speech interface to it, you don't even need to find it. You just say, you know, whatever you want the remote for, you know, to change a channel or to turn the TV on or off, you just shout your command to it and it'll do it for you if it's within, you know, within hearing range.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it could be somewhere near you and you have no idea where it is. And
that could also be built into the TV though, which might make our remote control a bit obsolete.
Well, hopefully we're
does
ahead.
Yeah,
there.
Okay.
In terms of the interference and not working very well and things like that.
And the expense.
So, yeah,
mm-hmm.
expense and the time. So I think if we're going to go, well, I mean, like, the thing about the problem with the TFT or the LCD kind of thing is if you're also wanting the kind of organic, blobby sort of feeling to it, then you might have trouble incorporating the screen.
Maybe not even all of it, because we said colours and fashion were important. So maybe just like a little line that's kind of around the outside, and then you can make the rest a different colour.
Yeah, no, the material's cheap, but it's just the glowing dark material needs some light to charge it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And,
okay.
If you're,
so
if you're sitting in the dark for too
yeah.
long, it won't glow.
If
it's down
under the couch cushions,
Yeah, because what I thought main. Slogan, yeah. Right.
Mhm.
Because yeah, that more than finding it, that was more like, you know, if you're watching a film in the dark, you can still see the remote control.
All right, so
that was more of a gimmick. Yeah, unnecessary, yeah.
So we got, do we want to go with the TFT idea?
So there we're getting a lot of features now.
Well, I mean, I think the sort of finder thing is, I mean, it's could probably be like, it's a good diagram for that. So,
well, I think our consideration too is that these remotes get abused a lot when they get dropped.
So is that one of our definite requirements that that it needs a TFT screen?
No, I mean, without going on Raj's sort of marketing research, I guess. So we'll stick with sort of programmability for the buttons that we do have.
Yeah, you think so?
No.
Oh no, it's much cheaper than TFT. It's just a microphone and some integrated circuits. And it should be a small vocabulary speech recognition system. Like
okay. That's cool.
Speech recognition, limited buttons, organic design.
If it's not too expensive, I think it's a good gimmick.
Okay, so can you put all these reports in the project documents folder so that I'll be in there as well? So it just helps me summarize that here. And then I'll put anything I do in there anyway. So
in where is it, sorry?
Project documents.
So it should be when you save
AMI scenario controller.
On your desktop. So go save as.
Oh, hang on.
Is it in share document?
And then hit that little folder up thing. Again.
What's your project documents? Yeah, it's on your desktop.
All the way to the top. Up to desktop. And then project
document. Okay, cool. Okay.
Did you get my email?
I did.
Okay. What I thought as well about the material is maybe not this kind of material, but maybe more like this kind of rubbery material. It's a bit more bouncy, like you said, they get chucked around a lot. A bit more durable, and that can also be ergonomic, and it kind of feels a bit different from all other remote controls. The rubber rather than. I think with the more organic shape of it, it won't have many sharp corners and that. So that's something good. I don't know. I mean. That's a good idea. Interesting. Yeah, with the colour, does it have to be all yellow? Do you know? No. Yeah. Having a little bit. Okay, cool. Okay. Cool. Oh, yeah, that's a good one, that. Yeah. So. Wow. Has anybody pressed OK? It vibrates. It's pretty cool. Yeah, got small writing. I don't want to waste it.